This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in Western New York. 24-year-old Haiti Martar will remain behind bars for now. The Justice Department announced Thursday three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extremely dangerous fentanyl now comes in rainbow colors.
A public safety warning is released about rainbow-colored fentanyl. Investigators say it looks like colored chalk and poses a huge risk to kids who may think they can touch it. Sheriff's deputies seized about 4 grams in Portland, Oregon, and pushed out the public warning. Investigators already detected the rainbow fentanyl in California and believe it's working its way up the West Coast from Mexico. Health officials warn it only takes 2 milligrams of fentanyl to cause a fatal overdose. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rudy Giuliani tells Newsmax Thursday night that the August 8th raid on Mar-a-Lago was just the latest in a long string of politicized government actions.
It started back in 2016 when they decided they were going to take him out by any means, and Hillary came up with at least a million, saw us probably throw in some money, and they created the Russian hoax.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Instagram and Facebook continue to suppress freedom of speech in America. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the social media platform shut down Children's Health Defense this week after the anti-vaccine group led by Robert Kennedy Jr. is claimed to have repeatedly violated rules prohibiting misinformation about COVID-19. And after the CDC's admission Thursday of misleading the American public during the pandemic, how can the fact-checkers know they have the correct information? The Constitution of the United States is a brilliant writ. It's designed to keep people in power from abusing their power. Former New York City Commissioner Brian Anderson on Newsmax Thursday is calling out the fishing expedition and witch hunt by federal authorities, starting off with former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani being dragged into a Georgia courtroom this week.
Well, can you say fishing expedition? Can you say witch hunt? Those are the words we hear quite a bit, and it seems to be just that. Even with a Trump person, you know, corporate perks, geez, that's unheard of in the business world, isn't it? So it just seems they're looking to pick around the edges to find something, anything, on Donald Trump. It's very odd timing, isn't it? We didn't see this level of activity when it came to Hillary Clinton's emails or things of that nature. So you've got a man that's going to be running for the highest office in the land. It's about get Donald Trump. Just like the January 6th hearings is a misnomer, it's really about November 5th, 2024.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Yeah, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and as promised, we've got Jonathan Kahn back with us. His new book, The Return of the Gods, I'll tell you, get ready, because your socks are about to be blown off, just like every other conversation we have with Jonathan Kahn. You're used to this, and I think our audience is getting used to it, and also an expectation of what you are bringing to us, Jonathan, that I've always said that God has used you as a watchman, but also what he's revealed to you, it comes direct from the throne room of God, and it's very powerful and true. And I'm so grateful for our friendship and grateful that you could come on the show to warn our audience as to what's coming about.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bill. And I'm always honored. You are certainly a watchman, you know, for this hour. And God has given you this platform, and I'm always a blessing to be with you.
Well, Return of the Gods. It was interesting because I called you. I said, look, we need to get an update on Harbinger. And, because a lot has been happening with our country. We had shakings that have taken place. And you said, Bill, I got a new book coming. It's called The Return of the Gods. And you sent me the manuscript. I've not been able to put it down. It has so captured me because it is where we are right now. What is happening to our country, and dare I say the entire world, so this isn't America-centric, because I see this happening around the world, is that the portal has been reopened, and the gods that were once enchained and restricted are now coming back, which is relevant to the parable that Jesus talked about when he removes a satanic force or a spirit out of somebody. That spirit goes out into the desert and roams and then decides, well, heck, I'm going to go back home. I'll check and see what it's like. Meanwhile, that place has been cleaned up. It's all in order. And he comes back and he brings back with him seven other demons that are worse than what you started out with, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Return of the Gods is, I would say, and we've talked about this off the air, it's the most explosive book I've ever written. And it's a mystery that is good behind all these things that we're seeing right now, are what's changing our culture, what's transforming the media, our children, the school system, everything, our lives. Could there be a mystery that goes back to ancient times, even to the tablets of Mesopotamia? When we hear about these things called the gods, we think of them as, it's fiction, it's mythology, and there's certainly truth to it, but what if there was something real about them? What if there was something real behind them? And what if they have returned, these entities? And if so, what would happen to America? What would happen to the world? And if we could identify these gods or these entities, then what would it reveal to us? And could they actually be behind things like even Supreme Court decisions? Even could they be determining the exact dates when these things happen? Could they have been manifesting in America? I mean, as you said rightly, in the world in the West, but also particularly in America, what would we see, and where is it heading? What do we need to do to stand? That is what the return of the gods is going to reveal. And what you just said, to set the stage, because you that was a great kind of intro to that. Here's the thing to understand the mystery, and that is that in the Bible, you know, it says in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the New Testament, it says that behind the gods that are being worshipped by the pagans were spirits. In Hebrew, the word is shadim, which speaks of entities. And in the Greek, the word is daimonia. We get the word demonic from it. It's saying these are not just mythologies. These are real entities. I mean, the mythology is just kind of like a mask. With this, but there are real things. So here's the thing. 2,000 years ago, this all changed. 2,000 years ago, the only place that really had the answer, Israel, and the only one, Messiah, he comes into the world, he sends his gospel into the pagan world, which was, you know, filled with gods, and what happens? The gods are driven out. The temples are empty. But it's not just gods. These are spirits. So the spirits don't end, even though, you know, we have it. It's the greatest mass exorcism in history, what happened in Rome, and then what's happened every time the gospel goes. And so, because it's not just people who can be possessed, Bill, it's civilizations. And so, we've lived in this civilization, Western civilization. This is a unique civilization because it was exorcised. But here, the warning, as you rightly alluded to, the warning is given in that parable when the Lord spoke about the spirit that leaves the man, then comes back, finds it all clean and empty, brings back more spirits, and then it's worse than before. Now, people think it's talking about a man. He uses a man, but he says, so it is with this generation. He's talking about a whole civilization. So the greatest application is, if 2,000 years ago this civilization was exorcised, the warning is, if we ever turn away from God, if we ever turn away from Jesus, ever turn away from the gospel, then those spirits that were cast out are going to come back to our civilization, come back to America, and to repossess it. And the gods will return, and that the thing is, we have turned, and the gods, the spirits, have returned.
Exactly. Well, just as we saw with Israel, I mean, here it is. They experienced, coming out of Egypt, Almighty God, all the miracles, and in short order, they're drawn to, to a golden calf. There's just something about our humanity, and God understands. I mean, He designed us. He knows what is how we've been designed. We're made in His image, and we're made to worship. We either are going to worship the real God, capital G, or we're going to worship the Baal God, the false God.
Yeah, well, that goes with the next piece of the mystery is, like, if the gods are returning, which gods are they? And the thing is, exactly as you're speaking about Israel, you know, America was patterned after Israel. America was created, founded after the pattern of Israel, and so we're following that. So if we turn, and even Western civilization is spiritually, that's the basis. So if we turn away from God, then the same gods or spirits or principalities that came into Israel, that Israel turned to when it turned away from God, are going to come back to America. And in the book, in the Return of the Gods, I speak of something called the Dark Trinity. And there's three particular gods or three particular entities that are really where the key of Israel's fall. And each one of them have returned to the West, to the world, and to America.
It's amazing that the dark side would have its trinity. Again, you get the illegitimate before the legitimate. And Satan only knows to copy or to steal that which is legit. And that's what they're doing with their trinity, right?
Yes, exactly. There's always a substitute, always, in every case. And the first of the gods, and we know this one very well, he's called the possessor. and that are, and in his name, Baal means the possessor or the master or the owner, the possessor. And so that was Baal. And what happened with Israel is that when they turned away from God, well, here was Baal. Baal was the anti-God. Baal was the alternate God. Baal was the God of their falling away from God. Baal was the one, if you remember, who would be driving God out in the days of Elijah, driving God out of the culture. Well, this is the same exact principality has returned to America. And when you look,
Jonathan, we got to go to quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. We're back with the American America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues. We're talking about his new book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, we were talking about Bel, the possessor. Pick it up from there.
Yeah. So this is the key. I mean, you always see Bel mentioned first. And it's kind of like the spirit in that parable, like one spirit goes and says, I'm going to bring the rest. Well, the first is going to be Bel. And so exactly what happens when you look at America and the West, early 1960s is a noticeable turning away from God. That's when we start falling away from putting prayer out of the school, putting the word out of the school, removing the word from our culture. Now, remember, these were the very things that drove out the spirits and drove out the God, the word of God, the prayer, you know, the presence of God, the gospel. So if we start removing this, which is what we did, the warning is the house is not going to remain empty. And so the spirits are going to return. The first one, Bel. He does the same thing. His mission is the same mission he had in the days of ancient Israel. It's to turn a nation that has known God away from God, to make that nation forget God, forget that it ever knew God. And so what he does, exactly what he did in the ancient case, he starts driving God, the spirit of Baal starts possessing America and driving God out of everything, driving God, again, out of the schools, out of the public square. You know, literally in the Bible it says he caused Israel to turn away from the commandments of God. Literally in America, we actually struck down the Ten Commandments. We actually struck it down. This is the spirit of Baal. And so the mission is to, now this is very important to get for those listening, is to take a quote Christian nation and turn it into a pagan nation. It's the process of paganization. And so that's exactly what has been happening with the spirit of Baal. We've been watching America, and you wonder what's going on, watching America becoming paganized, and in everything, exactly. in everything. And this thing, there's so much, and of course we can't get into it, but there's so much where this spirit has affected everything. I mean, everything from our addictions, our computer, I mean, everything with that, everything to the wokeism, you know, where we create our own reality. That's all linked to Baal, and it's all linked to paganization.
And God has, in a sense, ordained this time. This is an appointed time for all this to come into occurrence. You write in the book specifically, which blew me away here, in thinking about the decision by the Supreme Court to take the Ten Commandments out of public schools. And here the court is announcing this decision, and behind it are the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what happened in ancient Israel. What he did is the spirit causes the nation, the civilization, to turn in on itself. I mean, to become like schizophrenic, where it's warring against its own foundation. So yeah, here they are. They're banning the Ten Commandments, and yet they have the Ten Commandments right on there. You know, the president of the United States, you know, swears his office on the Bible, and then we watch the president who did that then war against the Bible. You know, the American school system was founded originally for the glory of God, to disseminate the gospel. Now it is working at warring against the very gospel, the very God that it was founded on. So, but these are the fingerprints of Baal. This is he turns a nation inside out, turns it against itself, and it's exactly what he did to Israel. It's exactly what he's doing to America, and it has affected us in every single way.
In the fifth chapter of Isaiah, we're told, woe. And I always, you know, how that must translate in Hebrew. It screams off the pages, woe, at that time that evil is called good and good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And here we are, all pretzel logic tied up in knots with an upside down world experience. And woe is screaming at us from the pages of Scripture, Jonathan.
Yeah, and if you notice, I mean, it's getting more and more irrational. Like, you know, there are people, you know, mm-hmm. even people who are not believers, even people who are liberal, are saying, what is going on? This is craziness. How could they say this? It's continuously, and it is a sign of the gods, and there is so much to this, Bill, and the scripture you alluded, you know, woe to the good, evil, evil, good. Absolutely. And actually, another thing about the gods when they return or when they come into a culture is at the beginning, the focus is, you know, the first part is what are those who call evil good? Okay. Well, now sin is okay. You know, tolerance. Hey, it's okay. Do your own thing. It's okay. Accept this. Be open. It's calling evil things good. But then the second phase is then those who call good, evil. And that's once the principalities or the gods start taking possession, then it changes. It's not about tolerance anymore. Mm-hmm. Now we're calling what is good, we're calling God evil. We're calling believers evil. We're going to cancel them out. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what the gods do. And Baal is only, and again, we can only touch on these things while they're in the book, but Baal is only the beginning. He's the first. And he's like the one who says, now come to the other spirits, come back. Well, the second part of the unholy or the dark trinity is a she. It actually was the wife of Baal in the Canaanite mythology, and it is a goddess, and she is known in the Bible as Ashtoreth or Ashtoreth, and in Mesopotamia she was known as Ishtar or Inanna. When she went into the Greek world, she was called Aphrodite, and then in the Roman world, she was called Venus. Well, the thing is, then I'm going to refer to her as the goddess or as Ishtar. She would now listen to what she was. She's the goddess or the principality of sexuality, of basically sexual immorality. We're taking sex out of marriage. Well, and the thing is that she's also called a prostitute. And the thing is, what happened, Bill, right after America started turning away from God, started taking prayer out, what happened? What would we expect to happen if she returns? We would expect a sexual revolution, the overturning of biblical morality concerning sexuality, concerning marriage, and the replacing it with pagan sexuality, pagan morality concerning sexuality. That's exactly what happens right after America starts. The spirit of Baal comes in, the spirit of Ishtar comes in, and it starts affecting everything. Started sexualizing our culture. That's why that all happened. To this day, it hasn't stopped. And what she does, Bill, is that because she's the prostitute goddess, what does a prostitute do? A prostitute takes sex out of marriage and puts it into the marketplace, puts it into the culture. Well, what's happening to America is sexuality started coming out of the sacred realm of marriage and started going in every place of the culture. You know, one of the things that Ishtar did is she reproduced spirits of, or actually images of naked women throughout the culture. Well, that's exactly what's happening in America. The word for, exactly. you know, the word erotic comes from the Greek word eros. Eros was the child, the son of Aphrodite, who is Ishtar, this goddess produces eros. And the other thing is, the word for prostitute, and this is what she's called, in the ancient Greek is porne. We get the word porn from it. So we have a porn explosion. It's part of her casting her spell, and this is affecting everything, that we have seen ever since the 1960s.
Jonathan, you know, and I was thinking about this as I was reading this in your book. In the 60s and 70s, also we had kind of a little bit of a revival that took place. The Jesus movement, if you recall, in the 70s,
yes,
coincided with this outbreak of, you know, of porn and loving the one you're with, all the music and everything, the culture, how it took over it, the hippie movement and everything. Woodstock, I mean, it was all, you know, very liberalized, you know, celebratory type sex outside of marriage.
Yeah. Well, Interesting point, and Bill, I'm always blessed when we come together because you bring up these things that are not regularly brought up. Yeah, one of the things is that as the darkness increases, God, as the spirits come, so too the spirit counters it. And so in the same way, and it's kind of like one of the things I mentioned, actually the book we talked about once called The Oracle that I wrote, is that things return to their original form. When you go back to the beginning of the age, you have these gods.
Jonathan, let me pause you again. I'm sorry. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in Western New York. 24-year-old Haiti Martar will remain behind bars for now. The Justice Department announced Thursday three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Bill Martinez here. Jonathan Kahn continues with us. We're talking about his new book, The Return of the Gods. I know as you're listening to this, you're praying to God and saying, God, what are you showing me in all this? Well, look, stay tuned because we're continuing to unravel what is happening in Western civilization. The gods are returning, right, Jonathan?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so much, Bill, and that's what I said. We're just the last segment. It's like things just go back and forth in the spirit. There's so much to this, and I'll just say this: that we are in the same situation in many ways that the first apostles were. You know, when they came out because they were dealing with these things, and it happens again. I mean, Elijah, Moses did too. So if the world is returning to the gods, we have to become more like the Book of Acts. So that's the other side. But now, and again, for those listening, we can obviously only touch on things in the book. I'll just mention one more thing about Ishtar. We're going to go back to her because there's something major about it. But she's also the goddess of the occult and of witchcraft and of spirits and of actually also of intoxication, like drugs. So you get all these things in the 60s. You have a revival of the occult. Well, and it's still happening. New Age. That's all linked to this. She literally, it's like she's the one who casts spells on a person or on a civilization. But let me move quick. That is.
Well, and this is and feminism as well, right, Jonathan? The whole feminism movement. Yes.
Yeah, Ishtar was the goddess Ishtar was a masculinized woman. She was fierce. She went against male authority. She usurped men. It says one of the things it says in the ancient tablets is that she grinds away the masculinity of men. So yeah, and she rages. So you have this thing about this rage against men and against
yes.
And that's going to be part of something else that she does, which we'll get into that affects gender to this day. But let me throw in the one other of the dark trinity, and that is. In the book, the Return of the Gods, the goddess is called the Enchantress, because that's what she did. This one is called the Destroyer. The last part of it is that you've got Baal, then you have the sexual revolution with the goddess Ishtar, then you have where it all ends up. You have Molech, the Destroyer. And this is the god, the god or the principality that causes a nation to offer up its own children. And that's exactly what happened to ancient Israel. They literally put their children on the altars of Molech. And so what happens, like with all this go like clockwork, and around 1970, abortion on demand enters America. And right on the heels of the sexual revolution, it all goes together. And so we are literally the spirit of Molech, where we're lifting up our children. You know, America, has lifted up 60 million. I mean, that swamps Israel, So this spirit is the same spirit. And I won't go into it, but the same way ancient Israel lifted up their child sacrifices, that's how we're doing this right now. So this is a pagan, all these things are part of the paganization. This is what the pagans did. You know what?
Is this seven times worse? Is this seven times worse?
Yeah.
Worse, basically? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what the pagan world lifted up their children, lifted up human sacrifice. You know what ended it? The gospel did. But if we turn away from the gospel, listen, so there's no other option. You turn away from the gospel, this returns. So exactly what you said. So there's so much to that too. But I want to get to something you're kind of, alluding to. And that is that when you talked about like feminism and the other things, is that there's another whole realm of this. And it has to do with that same goddess. There was another side to her. Because there was something about her that was strange. In the book, I call this the Transformer, and that is that with Ishtar, she in the ancient tablet, she says, I am a woman, and then she says, I am a man. And it says in the tablet, the ancient inscriptions that I went over, it says that this goddess has the power to turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. So what are we going to see, Bill? Well, I mean, this is amazing. The next part, this is the deeper part. You have all these things, but now we're in the next part. And that is that she starts working at turning gender, war against gender. And so the one part, and we can only, again, just touch on it, is that she starts masculinizing women. And that is that you have feminism, you have also even divorce. One of the things that she did, is she wars against marriage. So the weakening and destruction of marriage is all part of this too. This is what she does. And so women, there's this rage against men, that women, you don't need men, and it's to make women like Ishtar, which is to masculinize them. The fierce way, make them more masculine. But on the other hand, the other side of what Ishtar does, this principality, and she's doing it right now, is to demasculinize men, to feminize men. And that's happening in every way. One is to have men to take away their role as protectors, as fathers, as providers. You know, it's like, hey, you don't need men, you know. And it's to, and it's to, you know, to, it says again, I mentioned she said she grinds away their masculinity. So that's what's happening in the culture. I mean, there's an anti-men. You know, if a man is you know, masculine, they say, well, that's toxic masculinity. If a woman is masculine, right, they applaud it. So we're watching this. So if this is a, I cannot tell you how far this extends into everything. So that's this. This has affected all of us. It's affected families. It's affected children. But it goes even farther because it affects sexuality. One of the things she, this goddess is she's androgynous. So when she returns to the world, we would expect to see an explosion of androgyny. And that is that men acting like women, women acting like as men. And so we're seeing that, you know, Bill, she had a priesthood. And the priesthood in her temple, they would be men who literally dressed up as women. And they would act as women. They would put on women's makeup. These are her priests in her temple. And the thing is that, so now we are seeing that all come back. If she, if the goddess returns, we're going to see the return of these things. So our culture now is seeing men dress up as women, women dress up as men. You know, this whole movement, and even where it's, you know, it's, you know, one of the things that we, you notice when you open up this mystery of the gods is they all focus on the children. That's why children are being indoctrinated by culture, by their cartoons, by their, in their classrooms, that, hey, you know, you're not a boy, you're a girl, you know, a boy, you could be a girl, you mean, that this is all, it's madness, but it's all part of the gods. And even exactly, her priests were also involved with same-sex sexuality. So we're seeing that too, that all is part of the ancient mystery.
Jonathan, for 2,000 years, the West has been, you know, protected in a sense. You know, we read in the New Testament that there are principalities, powers of darkness. We do not war against flesh and blood. And there's reference to that. But now we're realizing these principalities that are coming back, that were very much a part of the woof and warf of ancient Israel and ancient times. I mean, the gods ran rampant. I mean, this is why God judged, you know, the world to begin with when we go back to the first judgment of the flood, right? I mean, this was all part of, you know, what was going on with the dark trinity and these principalities. And it may be hard for some people today to get their brain around the idea that there is a return of the gods, these this dark trinity and these principalities and powers that, you know, are part of what we must live with. And now we're going to live with them in a different way, that if we do not utilize the weapons of our warfare, we're going to be in serious trouble.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I mean, you brought up a great point, and that is that we have been protected because of the gospel. And you know,
exactly,
the thing is, but you don't know what you got till it's gone. You know. I mean,
yeah,
culture. You know, you put this way, and this is what was there before. It's gonna, and as you also noted, it comes back even worse. It comes back even more. You know, when the God, and this is you know, we talk about spiritual things. This is affecting everything. This is affecting our children. This is affecting the next generation. This is real, big, gigantic stuff. And the thing is that,
exactly,
with, you know, for instance, you know, one of the things that was with this, you know, this goddess is that something else she did with her priesthood, and that is she caused them to be surgically altered. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Surgically,
yeah,
altered. Even their hormones would be altered, a man being made like a woman. Well, so what are we watching right now? The same exact thing, but it's worse, because it's not just confined to her priesthood. She's seeking to make this entire generation of children to be,
exactly,
so it's even,
okay,
more so.
Got to go to break again, Jonathan. Sorry to cut you off. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn. Stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19, in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit COVIDMoveAhead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We continue our conversation with Jonathan Cahn, his new book, The Return of the Gods. We were talking about the surgical process of altering, you know, God's intent. God said, I made them man, I made them woman. It's like every institution, key institution for the survival, the promotion of life, everything that's righteous and holy is being attacked by the gods, right?
Yes, and exactly. They are the gods. If you look at what happened with the God, and that's why we have to know this. This is the return of the gods is not only to reveal these things, but it's also to arm us and to make, and so we are aware of what we're dealing with and how to deal with it. The thing is that the gods in ancient Israel, they had a bent towards death. You know, in the end, they destroyed Israel. Israel was destroyed through the gods and through the judgment that came through it. So they attack that which God made. They attack what purpose. They remove men from purpose, women from purpose, children from purpose, life from purpose, so it ends moving towards death. And so that's exactly it. You know, so you have a generation right now that is being literally confused. You know, we're telling them, you may not be a boy, you may not be a girl, and they, hey, we'll alter you. It's madness. And even liberals are saying this is madness, and what possesses adults to do do this to children. Well, what possesses it is the gods of possession. They are possessing the culture. It is a re-paganization of the culture. And I'm just gonna mention this. I won't go into it, but I'm just gonna give you a little taste of it. That this whole movement of, like, you know, with gender and same sex and all that began in 1969 with an event called Stonewall in New York City, the Stonewall riots.
Yes.
Well, I won't go into it, but you know this, Bill, because you just read it. But
right.
it is like amazing, because on that night when that happened, all the manifestations of the goddess were there. I mean, there's something when she goes to war, there's something that appears called the lion's head, that was there. There's something called the dance of Ishtar, that it was there. They actually danced and said the words that went back to Mesopotamia. There's actually even Stonewall itself. It comes from one of her tablets where she's called the one who breaks the Stonewall. And there was actually a woman who triggered this whole thing that night, and she was literally the embodiment of this goddess, and the goddess was called Storm. They called her, "You're the Storm. You are the loud Storm." Her name was Storm, or Stormy. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but it all went back to the gods. And even what's happening right now in our culture, like, you know, which, you know, all over, is all linked to the ancient mystery.
And it's linked to timing. That's the other thing that will, boy, I'll tell you, bring the hair on the back of your neck straight up. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, because Jonathan brings this ancient mystery into the realm of understanding that, you know, this isn't something that's theoretical. It's consistent with things that have happened in world culture. You know, throughout, you look at history and you see these incredible moments of time and the repetition on the exact date, which is amazing, Jonathan.
Yes. Yeah, there was one time of the year that the goddess's kind of, I would say, possession of the culture was at its peak, and she claimed it, basically. And that is the month of Tammuz. When is it? It's in the summer. By the way, also, she was the goddess of parades. And in those parades, when I looked at the ancient inscriptions, it says that in the parades, the men would march dressed up as women. Women would march dressed up as men. It would be a gender-bending parade. Well, does that sound familiar? You know, the pride parade. Actually, she's the goddess of pride also. The pride parade. Well, she claimed an entire month. Well, when I looked at the ancient writings of St. Jerome and the other ones of Rome, they identify the month of the goddess as being the month of June. This is Pride Month, June. And not only that, so that's happening every year. That's all. It's a sign of the return. It's a sign of the paganism. This went out when the gospel came. Those parades and the June thing went out. Well, it's come back because she's come back. It's part of her possessing a culture. And the other thing was, as you're alluding to, that if you look at the Supreme Court decisions that all were kind of legalizing the changing of gender, same sex, you know, marriage, all those things, there's three major cases. One is 2003, 2013, and of course when marriage was struck down, 2015. Every one of them takes place in the days of the goddess. Every one of them takes place in the month of Tammuz, her lover. Every one of them takes place in June. Every one of them takes place at the peak of it, which is the end of June. Every one of them takes place on the same date, June 26th, which is the same date that Stonewall was sealed. And that day, do you remember, and by the way, we pray for everyone, we're all in this together, but we have to make everyone,
yes,
even unsaved people who are involved in this, we have to make them aware. But you know that, everybody remembers, when marriage was struck down, was changed, redefined, that night, America was lit up with rainbows. The White House was lit up with a rainbow.
Yes.
Okay? Well, that night, it was Tammuz, the 10th of Tammuz. In the ancient Babylonian calendar, it says that very day, that very it says that is the day appointed for a spell to be cast to cause a man to love a man. Who could put this together?
Wow. And that was so huge that you talk about a corporate seal, a national seal. The White House, the seat of our authority, is compromised now with the rainbow of the priestess. The rainbow that once was God's message to his creation has now been hijacked.
Yes, here it is. Yeah, I mean, and it's so spiritual. I mean, you know, like, why? Look, you know, this whole thing about the rainbow, which we're watching. I mean, taking over everything. I mean, it's craziness. Taking over, you know, corporations changing their logos to rainbows. You know, children's cereal boxes with radio. I mean, this is, it's craziness. We have never had, we could imagine if someone told you years ago that the world's going to be celebrating a form of sexuality for a month. You know, I mean, you know, and here's the sign all over, you know, all over American embassies, we have that sign. Well, even that, Bill, goes back to the ancient mystery. The goddess, this principality, had as her sign was the rainbow. And the rainbow, you know, what it means is nothing. I mean, of course, the real thing it means is with God. It was stolen by the, here by the goddess. But the thing is that, the thing is that when people wave it and people do this, they have no idea what it really means. It has nothing to do. What they think it is something very dark and they have no idea. And that's one of the mysteries.
Exactly. Along with the colors of the rainbow. There is a specific, I mean, this is the thing. It's not a theory. It's not by happenstance. It is by design and determination, is it not?
Yes, this is, yeah, people, and for people who are caught up in it, they have no idea. You know, they okay, this great thing, but this is something very planned, you know, spiritually, and it's very, and it's part of possessing. This is the mark of her possession. You made a great point when you mentioned that it was on the White House. This is a mark of possessing. This is her mark.
Yes.
So this is, and here, think about this too. It's like, you know, remember, you know, when Christianity, you know, ascended in Western civilization, it was in the sign of the cross. It said, in this sign to Constantine, in this sign you shall conquer. Well, the rainbow is now replacing the cross. And the you know, it literally, it's being taken, the cross is being taken down from public property. The rainbow is going up in government buildings. So we are in a war. The last part of the Return of the Gods is about the war that we're in right now, and what is the end game? What is the plan of the gods, and how do we stand against it?
Exactly. So are we, Jonathan, we go back to where we began. And just like for Israel, when the gods were running totally amok and Israel had surrendered that which was holy and set aside for God, and they directed it to the gods, it finally got to a point where God had to judge Israel. And this is where I see America right now, is that we're going to be entering into a phase of judgment. Am I exaggerating this, or am I trying to make this up, or what?
No, not at all. No. The thing is that if without revival, then America is judged. America is under judgment. There is no hope that America has apart from the gospel. And, you know, because remember, it was the gospel, the only thing that drove these things out, by the presence of God. And the thing is that America of all nations was especially founded after God, after Israel. And so it's going to be worse for America. So, yeah, the only hope we have is revival. And one of the things is that we have to know, number one, we have to still pray for that. You know, we don't give up hope. But it's only, you know, what's the antidote? The antidote is Messiah. The antidote is God. The antidote, he's the only one who can drive these things out. And he's the last part of the book, as you know, is called The Other God. And this is the only power we have. What's the power we have against the spirits? The Spirit of God is more powerful, but we have to live in it. We have to become more powerful. You know, one of the things that the gods, when they've returned, there's one chapter called, I believe, Vengeance. And that is that, you know, they were cast out by Christians. They were cast out by the gospel. So they have a focus on believers. You know, they have a plan for believers. Mm-hmm. But remember, if things are going back to the way they were, then we have to go back to the book of Acts. We still have that power. And we still are.
Exactly.
Whether judgment comes on America, sooner or later, we still have the power, and the power is the gospel, and we have to be bolder than ever before. And we have to go forth in the power of the true God.
Jonathan, we've got about a minute left here. Relevant to this being a Shemitah, this is Shemitah year, right? We're getting ready for the Jubilee year. We're months away from it. Does this give us a leg up real quick? And then also how people can get their hands on your book, The Return of the Gods. I'm sorry to do this in short order. It's just...
Okay. We're going to talk more, Bill. You know that. We'll do another thing.
Yes.
It's interesting. The economy, the stock market is already going down. We'll see what happens. It can. It means release. Actually, it means let fall. Actually, interesting. Roe versus Wade was let fall in this year. We'll see. It's usually, we'll see if they're shaking. We can talk more. Let me just quickly say, The Return of the Gods will be everywhere and anywhere. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in every bookstore. And if you order before it comes out, September 6th, even after, it's fine. You can get most of my other books as a gift if you go to, I think it's called Books by Jonathan Kahn, and you'll get .com, books.jonathangong.com. But you can get it anywhere then or after.
And we'll make sure it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, God bless. As always, appreciate and honor your time. And congratulations on the book, The Return of the Gods. Make sure you get your hand on it. You will not put this book down, ladies and gentlemen. And it will save you. Trust me. This is going to save you a lot of grief down the road, because God, true to his word, is giving us a warning. And it's up to us to heed that warning. Jonathan, thank you. God bless.
God bless you, Bill.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to